And now dictation for Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, August 1341. Address as a letter to K-A-T-I-E, people, P as in Paul, I-I, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, O-N-P, 231-972-6003, Canadian Lakes. Dear Katie, follow-up for Mrs. Johnson, chronic kidney disease, prior renal artery stenosis stenting, last visit in September. There has been recurrent nose bleedings with multiple procedures, follows ENT, Dr. Chonchai, C-H-O-N-C-H-A-I. They decided to stop anticoagulation. Another hospital emergency room for CHF was admitted to Grand Rapids. At that time, there was no heart attack, pneumonia, or blood transfusion, no dialysis. Blood pressure, however, was running high. He's very hard of hearing. No change of weight and appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, and diarrhea. Has nocturia. Urine flow stops and goes, but no pain, burning, cloudiness, or blood. Stable edema and dyspnea. Has nightmares. Diabetes in the morning, 150s to 180s. Blood weight at home around 194 to 196. Presently on Emiodarone, nitrates, hydralazine, beta blockers, diuretics of the Eliquis. Today, blood pressure 140/83. No localized RAL WISIS pleural effusion, no pericardial RAP. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable 2-3 plus edema. Very hard of hearing, and also some speech abnormalities. Next paragraph, chemistry is in March, creatinine 3.18, has fluctuated as high as 3.4. Normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, present GFR 19, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, anemia 10.7, large red blood cells 106 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, advanced renal failure stage 4. Underlying CHF, diuretics, an acute component on top of chronic, no immediate indication for dialysis. We have done screening testing for potential renal artery stenosis. There were severe abnormalities bilateral. Kidney size was normal. There was no obstruction. There was no urinary retention. The last he did have angioplasty of the left kidney artery. As well as stenting. Next paragraph. Most assessment and plan. Advanced renal failure, combination of hypertensive nephrosclerosis, and renal artery stenosis angioplasty stenting. We have a long discussion, the importance of salt fluid restriction. Priority is controlling his respiratory symptoms, complementing with diuretics. Presently 3 days a week, clinically he is close to euvolemic. We can always add extra day or two in the week. He does not have to drink 2 liters every day. He could drink less than that if he's comfortable. There is anemia but has not required EPO treatment. Recent potassium acid base stable. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. He will discuss with you about his elevated glucose. Today he comes accompanied with wife and daughter. We do dialysis for symptoms and GFR less than 15. Has low ejection fraction. A year ago, stress testing at 42%. Also discuss at length prolonged dictation, end of dictation, prolonged visit, end of dictation.